someone in the context of your questions, explaining that Source has many avenues for whatever, and when we really want to see something, we often choose a fly because those are exceptional eyes, you see.
Yeah.
And now Esther is so glad that she didn't kill her father at his funeral. And then the viewing was finished. They closed the casket. They all went off and had a party at home and went the next day to the church and opened the casket again for the viewing, and the fly was there again. He had ridden over in the casket. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Focus on what you want.
Take it to a little more mundane level. I have a question. I'd like to know how to feel better about something. I'm a musician, and whenever I talk about that, it always brings up all of the reasons why I have difficulty, you know, being what I want to be, which is a full-time musician. So I'd like to have a way of talking about it that feels better, that doesn't sort of evoke all of those, I don't know, feelings of lack.
When you are here, are you sorry you're not somewhere else? When you eat one meal, do you lament not being able to eat another one at the same time? In other words, do you do that over a lot of things or just over that thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the only thing, I guess.
So, if you were a musician earning your full-time income from that, how would that be? What describe that life setting. How many hours a week would you play?
You know, probably play, I've thought about it. It could be once a week, it could be once a month, at giving actual shows. But there would be a lot of time during the week of composing and working with other musicians, playing with other musicians.
So how much time do you think in a given week that you would be applying to your craft, either in performing or in practicing, getting ready?
Probably 40 hours.
And how much time do you spend doing that now?
Probably 12.
And during the 12 hours that you are doing that, are you happy doing it, or are you complaining that you can't do it more?
Well, for the most part, I'm happy doing it.
So during the time you're doing it, you're happy about doing it. Mm-hmm. And when do you find yourself complaining most about not being able to do that?
I guess I don't complain about it much.
Well, you do. And the reason we know, because you said you hardly even wanted to bring it up because it makes you uncomfortable to think about it.
Yeah.
And so there's been quite a bit of drum beating about that.
Well, yeah.
So we just want to see if you can, this will be very helpful if you can isolate this, because what we've noticed as we watch so many of you is people will say, I want to do what I want to do, and I want to do it full time. Mm-hmm. And what they usually mean is, I like doing this, and I really want to do this, but I don't like doing this other thing that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's very odd how complaining about having to do this thing you don't want to do holds doing this thing you don't want to do in your experience. And so if you could just talk about what you do want to do, instead of talking about what you don't want to do, then the universe would offer cooperative avenues so that in time you could be doing only what you want to do. And from our point of view, we know it's irritating, but it is incredibly simple. It's so easy for us to see that if, as you talk about what you want and why you want it, more of that comes to you. As you talk about what you don't want and why you don't want it, more of that